Now let's look at some systemic diseases that affect the eye and vision. First, there's diabetes. Diabetic retinopathy begins when elevated levels of insulin and glucose are persistent enough to prompt swelling in the blood vessels of the retina. If the swelling persists, blood vessels can become blocked, cutting off the blood supply. That alone is enough to cause blurred vision. Obstructed vision can evolve into blindness. The solution is to reverse the diabetes type 2 by following the 10-step health plan. Then, when the diabetes is no longer present, the diabetic retinopathy can be allowed to heal. I specifically discuss diabetes types 1 and 2 on my video, Diseases Don't Just Happen. The second systemic problem is hypertension or high blood pressure. When the blood pressure becomes normal, then the eye problems caused from high blood pressure will stop progressing and begin to reverse themselves. The way to reverse high blood pressure is also discussed on the same video, Diseases Don't Just Happen. Number 3 is embolic disease, thick blood, clots to the optic nerve or retina from occlusion or stopping up of the retinal artery. Thick blood is caused by 3 main problems. The first, eating animal products, meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs, all of which contain large amounts of fat. Number 2 is not drinking enough water. And number 3 is stress, which also causes dehydration. The fourth group of systemic diseases are those that cause various kinds of arthritis. Sjogren's syndrome, lupus, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and ankylosing spondylitis. These are classified as autoimmune diseases and can be prevented and reversed by the same 10-step health plan. I also discuss these diseases on my video, Diseases Don't Just Happen. The vision problems associated with these systemic diseases will be taken care of when the systemic disease is reversed. The focus should be on reversing the systemic disease by God's 10-step natural health plan, as I discuss on my video, Diseases Don't Just Happen. The eye problems can then resolve when the systemic disease has been reversed. Other major causes of eye problems are the drug medications prescribed by doctors for various diseases. These drug medications that have serious adverse effects to the eye include anticoagulants such as heparin and Coumadin, aspirin, steroids such as prednisone, which can cause glaucoma, diabenese for diabetics, Indocin for arthritis patients, diuretics for high blood pressure and other diseases, antihistamines, antibiotics such as tetracyclines and sulfa drugs, and marijuana. All these drugs and countless more cause vision problems and contribute to eye diseases and blindness. But when God's natural 10-step health laws are incorporated into one's life, eventually, none of these drugs or any other drugs will be necessary. Remember, don't stop drug medications abruptly. That can be dangerous. So what is the answer to prevention and reversal of these eye diseases? You can see it's very simple. Follow God's natural 10-step health plan. Avoid refined sugar. Avoid dairy. Eat fruits and vegetables, especially those containing vitamins C, A, and E. Eliminate high-fat, high-cholesterol foods, which are meat, poultry, and fish, dairy, and eggs. Exercise improves blood flow and oxygenation and helps to eliminate waste products in all cells, including the cells of the eye. Water cleanses waste products and has a special effect in glaucoma. Sunlight is beneficial directly on the eyeball, but do not ever look directly in the sun. The eye will be benefited from sunbathing with the eyes closed. Also, you can hold your eye open by pulling up the upper lid and letting the sun shine directly on the eyeball while you are looking down. Never look directly at the sun. Temperance, which means eliminating smoking, alcohol, MSG, NutraSweet, sugar, and drug medications, but again, never stop them abruptly. Fresh air provides proper oxygenation, improves the health of all cells, including the cells of the eye. Rest, plenty of rest at the proper time of night, reduces stress and allows the cells to regenerate and repair. Trust in God, learn to handle your stress. an attitude of gratitude and benevolence. Both help decrease stress, and they cause the production of endorphins and other beneficial substances in your body, plus they boost your immune system. Why don't doctors tell their patients these things? Because they don't know these things themselves. They were never taught. They were taught to believe in science instead of believing in God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:27, God will use the simple things to confound the wise. Simple things like proper food, water, sunlight, fresh air, trust in God, and a proper attitude. These are the things that prevent and heal diseases. And in 1 Corinthians 3:19, the Bible says, "The wisdom of the world is foolishness with God." The wisdom of conventional medicine is certainly foolishness with God.